Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. If we could say that there was ever a Sunday in the church designated to give us comfort, it is today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, commonly known as Good Shepherd Sunday. We all know both today's psalm and the gospel from John. We know Psalm 23, that go-to song of the psalmist that most of us heard and have prayed since our childhoods. We've heard it at funerals and prayed it in times of stress and when encouragement was sorely needed. It is our go-to psalm when we long for our image of God to be one of comfort and not vengeance, that some find in the Old Testament. We desire God, the Good Shepherd, spoken of in numerous Psalms and in Isaiah. The Good Shepherd, who thinks not of self or is absent in times of trouble, but will do everything to keep his or her flock safe. The Good Shepherd, who cares, rescues, feeds, leads, and seeks the lost. The Lord, our Good Shepherd, spoken of in the psalm, knows us intimately and leaves us not wanting for anything. One who leads us to grassy meadows and to still waters. One who guides, and no matter what happens in our deepest and darkest valleys, is there to protect and comfort us, and whose goodness and mercy is plenteous like a spring rain. We need the Good Shepherd in these times in which we are living, and we in turn especially need to be open to hear God's voice. It has been quite the week, hasn't it? Only in St. Louis can one experience summer-like days and then the next day experience a brief winter wonderland. And not only that, witness days in a courtroom long overdue. During a Compline service last Tuesday evening, Presiding Bishop Michael Curry joined his voice with other religious leaders from across the nation, as many reflected on the jury's conviction of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd, causing Floyd's death. He said in part to Episcopalians in the Diocese of Minnesota, "You have been faithful through this journey. And many of you have marched, and virtually all of you have prayed, and you have stayed the course. There is work yet to be done." Bishop Curry continued, invoking a passage at the end of Isaiah 40 that reassures God's followers that they shall mount up like with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It is a long walk that can make you faint because it's long, Curry said, drawing an analogy to the fight against inequality and racial injustice. It is not a quick success. The struggle continues, but we know now the victory can be won. Bishop Curry also shared that even during Chauvin's trial, he could not give in to the hope for justice until the verdicts finally were read in court. In his passion, he also added, "Today, if but for one moment, love won. And today, if but for one moment, George Floyd won. But the work of the church and followers of Jesus doesn't end there," he said. we must continue until no human child of God is treated less than a child of God, until everybody is treated as God's somebody, until this world and our communities are beloved communities, where there's plenty good room for all of God's children, he said. This is our work. This is our task. This is our struggle. Some see Chauvin's conviction as justice finally served. Some as accountability long overdue for persons of color and their families wrongly convicted, wrongly murdered. It is a step for some in the right direction, a step toward change, a nod to the decades-old pronouncement coined in the 60s, I am a man, I am somebody. I am sure that many of us has a story that deals with acts of hate, of racism and prejudice, acts of classism, sexism, ageism, acts that make a person feel less than. My mother, who was very light-skinned, would tell stories of her early days of private duty nursing, and of several patients exclaiming to her, I'm glad I have you as my nurse and not one of those colored nurses. She said that one evening, a patient was really working her nerves with that. So finally, as she was walking out of that patient's room, she turned and with a smile on her face said, I am one of those nurses. And that was the last that patient saw of my mother. I have my own story. A story of moving to Springfield, Illinois, that land of Lincoln, shortly after graduation from college. I and my roommate had gone to the grocery store and were waiting to check out. And next to us was a mother and her child who could not have been even 4 years old. The little girl looked at my friend and I and said, look, Mommy, look at those. And that baby called us the N-word. I have never forgotten that. Yet then and now I know that I am somebody, and that I am a precious child of God, as are all of you. As were Emmett Till, Trayvon Martin, Tamar Rice, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, Dante Wright, Makia Bryant, just to name a few. This week, as I went back again and again to the image of the Good Shepherd, I was struck by the words of the psalmist in verses 5 and 6. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Sisters and brothers, we are precious in the eyes of our Good Shepherd. Even though at times we might go through some mess and are at times are a mess, God says that we are worthy. Because good things, God's blessings, are spread before us, even in the presence of those who trouble us. Our heads, yours, mine, others, are anointed, which means we are deemed worthy. So much so that our cups are running over, and those twins, goodness and mercy. They are following us all the days of our lives, and we will, no matter what anyone says, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we are reminded that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. In the fullness of time, God put on flesh and became incarnate. And as Jesus walked upon the earth and walks with us now, we are reminded that he was and is no ordinary shepherd, but the Good Shepherd, one who cares, rescues, protects, leads, and feeds his flock. He was and is the Good Shepherd who seeks out the lost and we who sometime stray. He is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for you, for me, for the whole world. Jesus, sheep know him and his voice, and it goes both ways. There are so many other voices that try to rise above the din, but it is the Good Shepherd's voice that we, you and I, this nation and this world must listen to. The Good Shepherd's voice, that voice of love, calls us close to tell us that we are all worthy, that we are God's beloved, and as we are so loved, we are to show others that same love. Our second lesson from 1 John says, we know love by this, that he, Jesus, laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. Love one another, just as he has commanded us. This is our work. This is our task. This is our struggle, as Bishop Curry reminded us. If we say we are people of the way of love, we must, in the words of Bishop Curry, we must continue until no human child of God is treated less than a child of God, until everybody is treated as God's somebody, until this world and our communities are beloved communities where there is plenty good room for all of God's children. All of God's children, all of God's great fold. May we hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice who calls us to continue that work of love. Let us avail ourselves in truly loving ourselves and our God, our neighbor, the stranger, and even those we find hard to love. Let us avail ourselves in seeking out other members of God's fold. Let us hear the voices of our sisters and brothers who are in want and in need, those who long to know peace and security, equity and justice. Let us continue this work. until no human child of God is treated less than a child of God, until everybody is treated as God's somebody. Let love win. Amen.